Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Dorsey.
J. Greg Nanny.
It's November 12th, 2018.
Wow.
Wow.
Next week is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah?
Because my kitchen will be done.
Oh.
Well, my wife's kitchen. She's the one that decided to tear the whole thing out and redo it. I was fine with the way it was. But at any rate, a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And that normally happens whenever we have a broker institute. All heck is breaking loose as a general rule, and that's been what's happened here. So let's go back a little bit, and let's talk about this for a second. Go to page 200 in my book, and you'll see the bullish percent for 1987, and you'll see my discussion on that bullish percent for 1987. Back in August, I started talking about that, how it looked. That bullish percent this year looked to me like the 1987 picture. It doesn't mean that it's 1987, it's 2018.
Right.
So things are not going to unfold like they did back then. However, it was enough of a picture to suggest that we had a problem. The same thing with the OTC bullish percent. The over-the-counter bullish percent, stuff with four letters in the name, had gone for the third time into a column of O's, and it suggested we got problems with that, and we talked about it. Interesting enough down here on cash basis, let's talk about that, because you put into the report back on August 3rd, was it?
August 3rd.
August 3rd. The best piece you can think of on how to go to cash.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of products that go to cash in a different way.
Yeah.
So please step in.
Yeah. So August 3rd, if you want to go back in the Daily Equity Report and look at that, and it was a list of various strategies. So things like the Power 4 model, which is also available in an ETF DWTR, or Dynamic Focus 5, which is FVC, or the Global Factor Model, or People's Portfolio. Lots of different concepts, models, ideas that are available to you on the website or through individual ETFs. They're all go to cash a little bit differently. Some use Dolly to help raise and ratchet up the cash exposure in there. Some use more of a cash percentile ranking process like the FVC does. But they're all different ways, all different utilizations of how portfolios can raise cash, you know, across the board. And so August 3rd is certainly one to go take a look at if you're running any of those specifically, or just looking at a portfolio and asking the question of, you know, when could we expect or when should we expect to see cash begin to come in based on these strategies. Go back and take a look at that article from August 3rd. We'll shed some light on that.
Yeah, I think it's very important because in many cases, one of the beautiful things about the point and figure method and what we do with modeling and portfolios is MNYMKT is, yeah, money market, and we can put that in as if it was a regular symbol on anything and watch it begin to move itself up.
Yep, absolutely.
So, bullish percent.
Yeah.
I got this feeling it's going to reverse back down again, and that was perfectly normal. I mentioned that before. We come down to the 30%, reverse back up. Traders usually carry that up. And then you get your second reversal back down. Go to the NYSE, BP NYSE, and go back in time, expand the chart, and look at all the different times you try to find a bottom. Gets down to a bottom, reverses back up, comes back again. Not necessarily making a new bottom.
Yeah.
In many cases, it's a higher bottom. The next reversal back up carries it to bull confirmed status. If that will happen this time, I'm not sure, but it feels like it's going to reverse back down again.
Certainly feels that way. And you're right. I mean, even just looking at the 2015-2016 time period, or even going back to 2011, just very quickly without going all the way back, you very often have seen that second reversal down and the reversal back up. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. The bullish percent right now is at 39%, not accounting for Monday's market action. But you very well certainly could see that reversal down, reversal back down to test those new lows. But we'll see. You know, to you, going back to your point earlier on the cash idea too, is one of the things that we've talked about a lot last week at the Institute was things like the fund score models. Many, I know many of you follow the fund score models, whether it's the T. Rowe Price or American Funds or Core Solutions. You know, those are strategies that utilize the money market percentile rank or MMPR to understand and gauge when those strategies should go to cash. Some of those, if that number hits 50% at the end of the month, at the end of this month, have the ability to raise cash. It's sitting right about 40% right now. And it's interesting when you look at that, the stuff that's under, it's not that there's a ton of U.S. equity stuff under there, but there's a ton of fixed income, there's a ton of international stuff that has fallen, and now here recently a ton of alternative stuff that has fallen underneath of that, that has helped drive that number up. But nonetheless, that 50% number, if it closes there at the end of the month, you could see some of those fund score models begin to suggest allocations to cash inside of that.
When you go back to 2008, you know, we talked about that at the Institute. 2008, a lot of people came to talk to me about that, said, does this look the same? Well, 2008, we went through the year basically with no equity exposure whatsoever, but it wasn't a cash type of thing that went, that cash had overtaken it. It was a comparison and contrast of U.S. equities, international, everything together, that U.S. equities failed. Equities in general failed. Yeah. So we start 2008 with equities all the way down at the bottom. That's why it couldn't get back up. It wasn't that equities were ranked number one and number two like they are now. They were already at the bottom.
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, commodities for the first almost 9 months, 8.5 months, was the number one ranked asset class in Dolly, and currency was the number two ranked asset class for a big chunk of that time. Mid-September, you saw fixed income and cash move up into that number one position. But I mean, if you remember the 2008 time period, commodities, I mean, that was when crude oil was on its way to $146 a barrel by June of that year. And a lot of the commodity related stocks were really doing well. And so you saw commodity, you saw there were other things out there, to your point, that U.S. equities were down in the bottom half of the Dolly ranking for the vast majority of that 2008 time period. International equities, very similarly, by and large, was you know, out of the top spot in Dolly.
And interesting that crude had been making lows now rather than highs.
Well, the crude picture is pretty interesting. I mean, crude oil had been looking very good for quite a while, for a number of years.
Beautiful
now.
Looking chart. I mean, it's just been fantastic.
And just earlier this month, violates its trend line, moves back into a negative trend.
Exactly.
It's also, if you look at some relative strength charts of crude versus that money market symbol, or crude even versus the S&P 500, those have both moved to sell signals to favor cash over crude oil specifically in that relative strength relationship.
If you look at utilities recently, look at some of those charts. Just pull up a model of utilities, or go in there and look at the individual charts. Go to where you can look at them quickly. You're going to see a lot of charts that are coming, forming great breakouts, a ton of them. And what's happening now? Interest rates are supposed to be rising. Anyone would tell you the rates are rising. Listen to TV, rates are rising. Utilities are would act opposite. So you would expect
the opposite. Rates are rising. The opposite is happening.
No, what I mean is rates are rising, utilities falling.
Yeah.
Rates rising, utilities are going up.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. And even look at like XLU is a good proxy. It's just an ETF.
Yeah.
Utilities ETF. I mean, that's got a score north of 4. That chart's in a positive trend, and it's got a yield north of 3%. I mean, it's a pretty telling picture there.
It certainly is. And you know what? I happened to see an article this morning about how the United States, in their spending, once they get the spending bill completed, they're going to have a substantial amount of money for electric cars. That's kind of interesting.
The U.S. is going to have a lot of money for electric cars.
Electric cars. They're going to be investing in electric cars and sponsoring electric cars, supporting electric cars, like they do with Tesla, but a lot more of it.
And oh, you mean government?
Government,
I see, okay.
The government, like, backing them. When you see that happening, it's like a shark. You've got to move with it.
Yeah.
And that might be what's happening with utilities. I don't know. I didn't get it. I just saw the caption of the article as I was on my way out. And maybe that's something, because I talked with a friend of mine who is a PhD and specializes in batteries. And he's got some unique things that he's bringing to market. And he told me, he said, look, he said, if one-third or one-quarter of the cars that are gasoline cars went electric today, we couldn't handle it on the grid. You couldn't handle it on the grid.
Just a third?
Just a third.
Wow.
Be impossible. So would that make a utility a growth company? I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know, but these are little tidbits of information that can make a big difference, because if you look at the some of those utility charts, they look great. XLU, like you said, nice breakout there. What's going on?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it is. All right. You got anything else?
I don't think so.
I think that's enough for today. See y'all next week.